Well, joining me now here in the WGN Skyline studio is my Chicago Tribune colleague, Juan Perez. Juan covers city hall politics, some county politics, even some little national politics. A man of many job duties.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Well, I mean that. I mean that with all respect. But I wanted to have you on because Mayor Lightfoot has the State of the City address coming up this week. And she basically said, you know, it's not like a typical type budget type speech because, you know, normally you go to these business forums or you go to the City Club of Chicago or whatever. And she says, she goes, well, that's disenfranchising the public. And the city's in a world of hurt financially.
This is a big week for the mayor. It really is.
Probably a good reason why she went on vacation.
I suppose that's true. I mean, I'm sure Maine is nice this time of year. Here's the thing, though. You're right. The format is a little bit unusual. Normally, we are at the City Club or somewhere like that doing this sort of thing. But the mayor has said that, like, no. That kind of format doesn't really help me speak to the people who are actually, in all likelihood, going to be most affected by what it is that the city's going to have to do. So here's what she's going to do. Thursday night, 6 o'clock, live from downtown's Harold Washington Library Center, the mayor is going to... Well, I guess I'm not exactly sure what it is that she's going to say. I don't want to speculate too much because we haven't seen, we haven't heard a lot of details coming out of the city as to what exactly it is that's going to happen here. But what I would at least expect her to do is give us a little bit more of that, set out a little bit more of what exactly the city's facing. We've heard about a deficit for 2020 that hovers somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 billion. Right. Maybe we'll get a little bit more precise accounting of what that number is and how they arrive there. But most importantly, I think what you can expect the mayor to speak to is what exactly, how hard are we going to hit? How tight, you know, what kind of cuts are we going to have to see, but how hard are taxpayers in the city of Chicago going to get walloped in order to figure some of this stuff out? So we got a little bit of a preview of that just this past week here when Budget Director Susie Park put out a memo to commissioners and department heads for the city that says, quote, as you are all aware, the city is facing a large budget deficit next year, and in advance of
if you've got to put that down in writing, I mean, come on. Yeah, we all know that part of it.
So, you know, but what they're going to do is at least effective immediately and until further notice, the budget department is implementing a hiring freeze across all funds. That includes the police department. That includes some obviously major city agencies. Although apparently not Chicago Public Schools and some of those home rule units of government, right? That's kind of an interesting tactic. This is a classic tactic. Politicians have to let us all know that they feel our pain.
Right. This is our sacrifice before you have to sacrifice your tax dollars.
Right.
But that ain't going to cut it.
Hiring freezes are not cuts. This is more of a move that kind of preempts some kind of cash burn. Right?
I mean, quite frankly, I mean, hiring freezes tend to be something that an elected official does when they take over. It's just kind of to lay out a base.
Hold the line, right? So we need a lot more details as to what exactly the mayor's going to do as far as cuts, expenditure reductions are concerned when it comes to getting a handle on this thing. But I think there is definitely a limit. One of the things that you saw her doing, and this is a similar tactic that she used when it came to trying to get some input from the community on the casino site, for example. We might talk a little more about that later.
Yes.
But she's put out this survey that's kind of intended to at least garner some kind of input and perspective from whoever takes the time to go and click through the whole thing and type some stuff in there. I mean, a mayor can pull whatever conclusions they want out of
Why would I be confident of a survey that's conducted by a company called SurveyMonkey? I mean, I'm sorry, you know. Yes, I'm going to run the city based on a SurveyMonkey study.
So she may lay out the results of what that says. I don't know how much you can really glean from that, but you know, this might not be riveting television, but it looks from the looks of it though, it really seems that the city's trying to lay out the gravity of what exactly it is that we're facing here. So we talked about the potential for announcing some kind of cuts or expenditure reductions or some kind of details here. But again, and the mayor's made this very clear, revenue is the big bugaboo in the room. They need it. We're going to have to get it. Taxpayers are going to have to assess how much. Now the bill's coming due. Let me put it that way.
Well, yeah, revenue is another word for taxes.
Sure. I mean, okay, so we can. She can. There's a few tactics that you can turn here, right?
Let's come back to that.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking to my Tribune colleague Juan Perez Jr. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune, joined here in the Skyline studio by Juan Perez Jr., Chicago Tribune political team specializing in our City Hall coverage. And we're talking about the upcoming speech by Mayor Lori Lightfoot, the State of the City address as it's being billed, which is supposed to lay bare the truth about how bad the state's finances are. And before the break, we're talking revenue, and taxes.
Yeah, that's I shouldn't use the code language here, but that's what we're talking about. All right, so let's rewind to a year ago. Moody's, the investors service, the bond rating agency, they affirmed their view of the city of Chicago's general obligation debt and revised their outlook to stable, basically meaning that okay.
Which, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's solid. And you know, what they credit that to, in part, is the fact that the last administration had to really hike taxes in order to kind of at least begin the process of pouring a lot of money into our pension problem, you know, our pension debt issue, which is really what's driving a lot of the issues that the city's facing right now. So when Moody's set out their little analysis here, part of what they said was this, and I'm paraphrasing here, but when they were affirming the rating and you know, adjusting their outlook, part of what they look at is, well, as we sit here in the Skyline studio looking out on the city of Chicago, this is what they're looking at: a massive, massive resource base, a massive economic base from which to draw resources whenever you basically need to, right? That's still there.
Well, and rating agencies look at the ability to tax.
Right. Because,
as,
you know,
a funding source.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when they say that, yeah, there are major pension, you know, that the pension bill is going to be increasing rapidly, which it will because of, you know, this new change to a, you know, we're hitting this ramp where we got to start
right.
pouring more and more and more and more money to catch up on the debts that we pay. Moody's looks at that and they say, yeah, okay, yeah, that's a problem, but the city still has ample capacity.
Capacity. That's the capacity.
What? That makes it sound easy, I think, because there's capacity.
Well, Moody's is not elected. They're right. not an elected office.
And so here's a couple things that are kind of out of their control, right? Because, and again, paraphrasing here from what they said, but the city's ability to continue to increase taxes in light of these large liabilities are highly dependent on a couple of things here. One, the local economy, and two, well, there's also the performance of pension plan assets, which means the economy at large, the performance of the stock market and stuff like that.
Right. Investment growth,
which is huge. Right. And then political willingness. The mayor can turn to a lot of the greatest hits here when it comes to raising the money that she's going to need to get out of this mess. You know, tax increases, right? Property taxes. You can remove sales tax exemptions. You can work on the tax increment financing problem to find surplus money in there somewhere. Probably some kind of borrowing, too. It wouldn't surprise me if that's in the picture as well. But here's the thing, though. There's a limited capacity to what the city can do on its own, right?
Correct.
The big lever is property taxes. But the rest, I mean, at least a couple of these things that I just mentioned here, require approval from our friends in the Illinois General Assembly. How's that going to work?
Yeah. especially coming off a pretty intensive
Absolutely.
Session.
Absolutely.
That's a very difficult question. And you know, if it was a long-standing mayor, you know, where there was kind of a vested connection between the legislators and that mayor, mm-hmm. things might be a little different, but with a new mayor, you know, look at, you know, some of the stuff that she talked about going into Springfield, right, just coming in with like the last month of the legislative session. And, you know, wasn't really much there. The casino.
Right.
But not substantially anything else. And they didn't really outline any agenda.
Not that I'm really aware of.
Even though that's what she said that she would do.
So let's look at the wish list here. I mean, the Civic Federation last year put together a handy chart that just kind of says, okay, here's what, you know, a home rule authority can do, and here's what you need help from the state from. And that's a pretty long list. You know, a city income tax, a commuter tax, expanding the sales tax to services like we just talked about, a real estate transfer tax, somehow adjusting that, new gaming taxes. Obviously, that's a problem that needs to get solved. Taxing retirement income. You need state help to do that.
Yeah, and things like taxing retirement income. Many of these issues are also related to suggestions they have for the state. They're not going to tax retirement income.
Well, and okay,
so, and they're not going to allow the city to tax retirement income if the state isn't going to tax it. So that's off the board right there.
And
that's like a third rail right there.
And so how, if it's that difficult, then just for those items alone, then how exactly do you, on a rapid basis or in the veto session, get additional concessions from state legislatures who might just be content to say, no thanks?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there is the idea that you can say that the city can, by vote of its council, authorize a certain tax. But I don't see an appetite necessarily for, you know, it going into service taxes, or the state would have done it already, and the city would get a piggyback on that.
Sure.
Or some of those items. I mean, and that's, I'm not speculating, it's just, I mean, from history, you know, the talk has always been about trying to move the state to a service tax-oriented kind of base rather than, and lessen the reliance on property taxes. But if the state ain't going to do it, I'm not sure I see the city getting to do it on its own.
Yeah, so where does that leave us, right? The mayor has said, we need help from Springfield. We need help from Springfield to address these challenges. You know, she acknowledges that legislators might not be excited about the idea of doing a Chicago bailout, you know, which is a common theme
right
downstate, right? So there's not a lot. There's just not a lot that she can do on her own other than property taxes.
Right.
Other than property taxes and TIFs and these sort of one-time tactics that don't do anything to address the deeper underlying structural problems that face the city budget. And not to mention the fact that by law, we've got to start pouring a huge amount of money into municipal police and fire pensions to just bring them up to a level. And well, I mean, it's just astonishing how much money we've poured into these systems already, only to barely make a dent, not even really make a dent,
no,
as far as the unfunded liabilities that all of these funds face.
Right.
So
all I can say is I'm going to be anxiously watching this speech and watching what you have to write about this speech. And I'm sure we'll be working together on where do they go.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
That'll be our next assignment.
Unquote. Yeah, all right, let's do it.
Fair enough.
Let's do it.
Juan Perez Jr., Chicago Tribune political team, my colleague at the Tribune. Thank you so much for joining me this
morning. Thanks for having me.
We'll be back with more right after this.